Larry Gossett still stirring the pot, showing up on Monday with members of the 15 Now committee to file an initiative on the $15 an hour minimum wage. He joins us now, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Good morning, Councilman Gossett. How are you, sir?
Good morning, John. I'm doing pretty well this today. Thanks for asking.
All right. Like I said a moment ago, still stirring the pot. $15 an hour minimum wage initiative. Tell me why it's a good idea.
There has not, in recent years, been a more promising economic reform to benefit so many low-income working families, particularly African-Americans, other minorities, and women, than does this measure of raising the minimum wage up to $15 an hour over a phase and three-year period.
Okay, and by the way, go ahead and tell us how the initiative works, because some people might think it's $15 an hour instantly for everyone. It's not quite how it works.
Okay, thank you, John. I don't pretend to be an expert. I'm not.
Basics.
I have read the proposed charter change. It essentially says that any employer that is currently hiring over 250 people in Seattle, Washington, by January 2nd, 2015, would have to move the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Secondly, that any business employing less than 250 people would have an opportunity to phase in because of the hardships and other potentials that are not known right now, would have the opportunity over 3 years to move their minimum wage up to $15 an hour, so that by January 2nd, 2018, all Seattle workers would have a minimum pay of over $15.
Okay, so small businesses would pay how much next January?
$11 an hour.
And then for every year after that, it's a dollar?
It would go up a little bit, dollar and a half, and it wouldn't be until 2018
that they
would be required. If we're able to get the subject signatures and Democratic vote of a little more than 50%.
Okay, now a couple of things that are interesting about this. Number one, you don't count total compensation. Now, I had an article here from the marketing manager at Dick's Drive-In. And Dick's Drive-Ins, as you know, have the best wage and benefit for every entry-level fast food outlet in the area. They pay over $10 an hour, plus they have a 401k, plus they have a health plan, plus they have, you know, vacation, and they get student aid, money for college, a break with child care assistance and all the like. But your initiative won't count the dollar value of those benefits. So Dick's Drive-In would have to pay the higher wage plus these benefits, or they would find a way to pay the higher wages by, I'm assuming, cutting back on those benefits. Why is that a good idea?
Well, first of all, the latter option that you gave, as far as existing studies show, in cities that have already instituted a 25 or 50 or even like in Santa Fe, 65% wage increase, that has not happen, where businesses go out of business because they have to.
I didn't say go out of business. I said they won't pay the value of the benefits. So they'll say, I tell you what, yeah, we'll give you a raise, but instead of paying a health plan, why don't you just fend for yourself on the Obamacare exchanges? So we're no longer covering health care, but we will give you a higher wage. Why is that a good thing?
Well, that's not a good thing, and it hasn't, in general, happened anywhere.
Well, I don't believe that.
There's very, very a few people in our country right now that, because low-income workers ask for a more decent wage, they start asking them, well, what about the benefits that you get? You never told somebody your age and included, your salary and included benefits. It's subterfuge to bring in those other things. People don't include those they don't include benefits in their wages. I do understand why employers would say it would be a little more difficult for me to pay medical and other benefits. I believe that Dick will be able to pay this as well as carry on those other things and still make a reasonable profit. I don't have any doubts about that.
All right. Well, they might have doubts, and they're the ones who pay the bills.
I agree with that. I've looked at these studies about what has happened in San Francisco, Fresno, San Jose.
Well, wait a minute. That's $10 an hour. This would start at 11 and take them up to 15.
There are different amounts in each city. You have to factor in the fact that in Seattle, Washington, we have one of the highest cost of living requirements. For example, the biggest thing is rent. Our rent is really quite high.
Okay. I tell you what, I want you to hear this clip. I spoke with a...
Tell me what's by.
Yeah, I spoke with a Seattle waiter who wrote a piece in The Stranger about why he, a restaurant worker, opposes the $15 an hour minimum wage. His name is J.W. Boswell. And he says he thinks that it will hurt the very constituents that I think you care most about, and that is young African Americans who are trying to get on the economic ladder. Now, here's what this guy said.
So many have said things like, I don't believe your story, you know. I don't believe that this actually happened. And my thought to that is, oh, wow, you don't believe that a man of African-American descent could lift himself out of poverty and have a nice high-end job? Wow, that really shows, you know, where your mentality is there. You know, I've showed them papers about how the minimum wage has actually been used to enforce racism, because I said, you know, black workers like myself, because of the failing public school systems, are going to be less skilled, you know, and there's been and if the minimum wage goes up, you have to pay someone, you have to hire someone with higher skills. That's mostly going to be, you know, white people who come from better schools because they don't have the failing public school systems that African Americans are stuck in.
Sounds to me like he's making a great point. Councilman Gossett.
I didn't hear him real clearly, so I don't know what the great point is he makes.
Sure. What he said was, this was an African American man who got his first job as a busser at a high-end restaurant and has worked over the years and is now worked his way up the ladder. And he said that if those bottom rungs on the ladder hadn't been there, if he hadn't got that first job as a dishwasher and a busser, he never would have become what he is today. And he said that African Americans like himself grew up in a poor part of town, are the least skilled, and they come from what are often the worst schools, so they will be the hardest to employ. You raise the wage to $15 an hour, and that's going to cut the rungs off the ladder, those bottom rungs off the ladder that African-American kids in particular most need.
Well, no one ever said that being black or Latino or a woman would mean that you have all the information at hand to color your thinking. I simply respond, John, by saying that everything that I've read has caused me to conclude that there is not a great risk that low-skilled workers will be further that it'd be difficult for them to find jobs.
Well, how could
economy where the lowest wage is 15?
Larry, how could it not, Larry? I mean, look at it this way.
I gave you the examples where it's happened in other places. Where it has happened.
Okay,
The general outcome is that in time.
I'll start with a number. Hold on.
Most people are able to get by. Most employers don't go out of business, and the number of people employed goes up.
Hold on. First of all, the number of people don't go up. That the massive majority of studies on the minimum wage show that the more you hike it, the more it will cost you jobs. It's just a matter of how far and how fast you do it to the number of lost jobs. But more to the point, the unemployment rate for teenagers, these are teenagers who are actively seeking work, is 20%. For African-American teenagers who are actively seeking work, unemployment rate, 35%.
Yeah.
If it's 35% with the existing minimum wage, how will raising the minimum wage make it more likely that more African-American kids are going to get jobs?
But John, you and I know, well, at least I know that the reason that we have doubled the unemployment rate amongst African-Americans is not just because of their skill level or how much our employers are willing to pay. It's much more complicated than that. It has to do with racism. It has to do with disproportionate numbers of people having criminal backgrounds. It's all kinds of reasons, not just wages. I just have found that by raising the minimum wage and the majority of the population continuing to work to make sure that there are jobs in our community, that it does not hurt disproportionately.
Can I just
African America?
I just
no proof of that, and I wouldn't mind debating that young man you had on earlier. There's no proof that blacks are hurt. In fact, blacks and women will do better by having the minimum wage being 15.
I'll tell you something. I think that it is going to be destructive. I tell you, first of all, I'm going to take you up on your offer. We're going to call this Mr. Boswell and ask him if he would like to exchange views here on KVI with one of the deans of the Civil Rights Establishment, King County Councilman Larry Gossett. I think that could be a really good conversation. What I've heard from people who are in the business of employing young people is that, well, if you raise the minimum wage, the first thing that will happen is it will be harder for kids with less schooling, you know, less education and less experience to get jobs. And you and I, Larry, we both know that a disproportionate number of those kids are African-American.
Yeah.
I'll give you the last word.
But the reason that they are unemployed in disproportionate numbers is not just because they're lower skill. It's also in a racist society that they are black, and it's unfortunate that is. Blacks have always been the shock absorbers of economic problems in this country, and it's something we're trying to overcome and haven't been able to successfully do that yet.
All right. I tell you, like I said, I'm going to give you the last word on that, and I want to thank you for joining me on the air for a few minutes talking about $15 an hour minimum wage. Let me get that young man together, and I think that could be a wonderful conversation for our listeners to hear. All right?
I would like for you, when you get time, to read the Puget Sound Sage's big study that came out last Wednesday on $15 an hour, just so you would have that information.
Okay. We're on the mailing list for that. So thank you for that. Okay. That's King County Councilman Larry Gossett joining us here on The Commute with Carlson. 206-421-5757. That sound you're hearing? That's me banging my head against the microphone. 1-888-312-5757. The Commute with Carlson.